gotta be an idiot to bet on that parlay.
It's DTF or bust.
Put it on my mama's porch tomorrow. Welcome back to Hold My Bev Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Park. Here with me, as always, the one, the only, Mr. DTF.
Yo.
So we're here with, what week are we even on anymore? 16?
Mm-hmm. Week 16.
Yep, week 16. Right now, we're recording in the middle of the Rams-Saints game on Thursday Night Football. Rams are currently up 10-0 with just under 8 minutes left in the second. Pretty important game for the Rams, and technically, I guess you could say the Saints, but
they're in the same boat. They're both in the hunt. This is a very important game.
Yeah, I just think one team's definitely better than the other out of these two.
Yeah, I mean, pregame, Rams had a 4-point spread. I hammered it because I just knew that this was going to more than likely be a blowout game. Obviously, the Saints battled hard last week, and they had a big win, but you're playing against the Rams, who are just pretty much on a hot streak right now. I just had a feeling that this is going to go the Rams' way.
Yeah,
which the Rams should solidify them in the playoffs.
Yeah, the Rams are definitely one of those teams, like, if you're in the NFC, you definitely don't want to see. But, yeah, right now the odds even changed. The spread's now 12.5-point spread, which is pretty dramatic from a 4-point spread. But still plenty of ball game to go. But we have a ton of games to get into. We even got some Saturday games again this week, which is surprising. We got a lot of the same teams, or two of the same teams that played last Saturday playing this Saturday.
Back-to-back?
Yeah, back-to-back Saturdays. Yeah. I think the Browns did that last year. I'm pretty sure we played the Saints on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And we played someone else the week before, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't remember. I gave away those tickets. I think it was to Mike Tortorella.
Oh, really?
I think so.
I miss Michael Tennisballs. We need to get him on the show.
Me too. Oh,
I'd love to hear him on a rant.
Did you ever meet Big? You met Big Dave. Remember Dave?
Yeah.
He has something for us.
Really?
I'm going to send it to you right now so you can look at it while we're on the pod. This is going to make you very happy.
Okay.
And I'm not even going to tell you why. I just want you to guess. There's a comeback. He has something for us that we need to try, but he wants to come on when we try it.
Okay. I'm waiting for it to come through. What?
It's from Iowa. It's Mango Fett beer.
Holy shit.
Pretty cool, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Shout out to Dave.
He said it's a New England IPA, which I don't know what that means taste-wise, but I mean, we're still going to have a little segment on Hold My Bev, and I believe that's going to bring back Star Wars Saturday. I mean, it's got to.
Almost has to.
So, that'll be fun. But he wants to come on and talk about the beer, talk about sports, talk about Star Wars, whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to that so much now.
It was like a year or two ago. I can't remember when it was, but he had one at golf. And I was like, what is that? He goes, it's Mango Fett. I go, I was like, where? And he said, Iowa. His fiance is from Iowa, so they go out there a lot. And I guess this one brewery is big on Star Wars. So, like, that's their signature beer. But we'll learn more about it when he comes home and when he comes on the pod. But for now, I'm very excited, and I cannot wait to try it.
Oh, I'm super excited. That's awesome.
It's a dope-ass can, too.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I can't wait to show this on the podcast. I don't want to spoil it.
Yeah.
Granted, I know people could just look it up probably, but.
Yeah. But anywho.
Yeah, but anywho, let's go ahead and get into these Saturday games. And then at the end of the episode, just we'll talk about one thing. Not football related necessarily. Well, no. There is something football related that we'll talk about.
I do want to point out that the lad didn't make it. He did make it back from Texas and Oklahoma.
He did. He's home safe.
Yeah, he's home safe. I saw him this morning at work. He was just busy catching up. So he's not.
I was gonna say he's probably just scarred.
Yeah. Lost a lot of money.
Don't be a degenerate. All right. Anyways, let's go ahead and get into this preview. We got the Bengals visiting the Steelers in Pittsburgh on Saturday. Right now, the spread's only 2.5, with the Bengals being the favorites.
Yeah.
Which, that's not a good sign for Steelers fans.
They have you right where they want you. They want you to think that they're going to lose. Unfortunately, Mason Rudolph is starting. And I think this is going to be a resurgence game. They have nothing left to live for but to ruin other people's seasons. This is going to be one of those games where they have a chance to keep the Bengals from being a wild card.
You know, I kind of hope you're right on this.
Because hear me out. That game's at 4:30. Look at the next game at Saturday night at 8:00. Who's playing?
In Buffalo.
Buffalo Bills. Yeah. They're going to beat the Chargers, and that's going to move them up into the wild card, especially if the Bengals lose. I see the Steelers knocking the Bengals out. I'm going to hammer the Steelers plus 2.5 spread.
Okay. Not just money line. You're just going to smack the spread. The odds are better on the money
line. Yeah, currently a better line for the spread.
Okay. I don't know if I'm feeling as confident as you are, especially with all the locker room drama they've had going on. With, you know, George Pickens, I don't see him being there too much longer. Shoot, I don't even see this going over 38. I might take the under on this one.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, Jake Browning's been putting up some points. So,
yeah, I mean, it could be 35-3.
Yeah, I don't know if I see him putting up 35, but who knows?
Yeah.
You know, I'll give him like 28. Give him like 28. I could see it being like 28-13, so maybe I could see the over.
That's fair.
I don't think those odds are favorable because I don't see how Pittsburgh gets 13 points, but yeah, I'm leaning more towards the Bengals as of right now, at least. I would have an official call probably day of, but go ahead and give me the Bengals on this one.
Okay.
Next. We got the Buffalo Bills visiting the LA Chargers. Obviously, the Bills are heavy favorites on the road with a 12.5 point spread and over under of 44 total points.
So, you know what I picked here?
Yeah, I'm going to take that spread.
I picked the over 44. I still believe it's going to be a high scoring game.
Yeah, I think you're crazy unless the Bills just start going off. But. I think I like the ballsy move.
I think Dicker the Kicker is trying to make a case for his Pro Bowl vote. I could totally see him getting like 12 field goals for 36 points. You know, I mean, him alone, it could be a crazy game. But, yeah, the Bills are going to wipe the floors with these guys.
And that promo video was insane. Dicker the Kicker.
Mm-hmm. Don't be
at first I had no clue what it was because I saw it not on the Chargers account. I just saw it posted somewhere randomly. It was just a video, no caption whatsoever. I'm like, Dicker the Kicker. I'm like, wait, yeah. I was gonna say that's the Chargers kicker.
Yeah.
I thought it was just some random kicker trying to make a case for why he should be signed by a team.
That's hilarious.
For at least the first 5 seconds.
Absolutely hilarious.
But yeah, go ahead and give me the Bills as heavy favorites on this one. I don't even want to take props on this.
I mean, James Cook has been balling lately. I mean, it could be a big James Cook game.
Yeah, that's, you're not wrong. I
I
just don't
like.
know. I don't know how this Bills team, even though they've been playing a lot better lately, they've still, at the end of the day, been kind of unpredictable. So I'm hoping we get a good Bills team. I might just stay safe and go money line on this one because I think they win regardless of what Bills team we get. But yeah, you just never know what Bills team you're gonna get. You don't know if you're gonna get the Bills, versus the Jets, or if you're gonna get the Bills versus Dallas Cowboys.
My favorite pick's gonna be James Cook anytime, but my sleeper is Ty Johnson anytime. It's +220. Still kind of like low odds, but Ty Johnson's been getting the ball a little bit more. I've given up on anything that has to do with Stephon Diggs, unfortunately. So if it's not James Cook.
Yeah, honestly, if anything, go ahead and give me a Dalton Kincaid touchdown.
Wow.
Hold on. Let me. I have to double check myself now because it'd be my luck that I say that now and that he's hurt.
No, he's playing.
Okay, I thought so.
I thought so, yeah, because I saw him on the
Yeah, I
line.
thought so. I'm like, I don't remember seeing him get hurt, but.
Yeah, he's on the line. He's +220 as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll go ahead and give me Dalton Kincaid. Next, we move into Sunday. Start the morning slate off with Detroit Lions versus the Minnesota Vikings in Minnesota. Vikings are not Vikings. Lions are the favorites, but not heavy favorites. With only a 3-point spread and over under 47.5. Do you think this line's so close because A, they're divisional rivals, and B, the Vikings still have something to play for?
Yes, I think that any divisional matchup is going to be close. It's never going to be predictable. Nick Mullins has been playing pretty well filling in, and he has kind of been the most Kirk Cousins-like quarterback in that system. So they have a pretty solid roster that's keeping them alive. You look to see, you would think that they would, make a fight, but the Lions also are so unpredictable like the Bills. You don't know which Lions are going to show up. You know their offense is going to be there. It's just the defense is so horrendous sometimes, which is crazy because they have so many weapons.
Right.
I still like the Lions here.
Yeah.
I think over 47.5 points.
Okay. Yeah, that's not unreasonable. Go ahead and give me, I'm actually gonna just tail you on that one. Flat out tail. Go ahead and give me that steak dinner.
It's coming.
I'm looking forward to Denny so much.
I can't wait to take you. I
Oh.
can't wait to take you to Aldi for you to pick out a steak.
All right. Next game, we got Seahawks visiting the Titans in Tennessee, with the Seahawks being the favorites after that big win against Philadelphia on Monday Night Football.
Titans are coming off a big one though against the Dolphins.
Yeah, but they did lose to the
I
Texans.
know. I know they did.
It was a close game, though. It was a close game.
I still think the Seahawks are going to win here, but it's going to be close.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I'm feeling about the spread necessarily on this one. I think I might avoid that 3.5. But that over under, I think I'll take the 41.5 over.
Yeah. That's not a bad one.
Yeah. Not bad. But I like the Seahawks in this game, definitely. My only concern with the over is the Titans being able to move the ball through the air. Even though Drew Lock showed that he was more than capable of doing it Monday Night Football. So yeah. That's how I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go 41 and over 41 and a half for the over. You like any props in this game?
Probably just Derrick Henry anytime. It's like the safest bet right now.
Derrick Henry anytime. Go ahead and give me Tajay Spears 50 plus rushing yards, and then go ahead and give me JSN anytime.
Ooh, JSN. Did you
just because I
see?
want to see a buck do good.
Well, did you see the comparison of his touchdown against Utah versus his touchdown the other night?
Yeah.
That just brought joy to my life. That was beautiful getting to see that touchdown again. I just missed the CJ Stroud JSN days like completely.
Oh yeah. Kyle McCord this year really made me feel like I missed him.
That's all right, we got Aaron
Speaking of
Nolan.
McCord, yeah, he's on the sidelines right now at Syracuse, you showed me.
Yeah, playing against South Florida. I just can't believe it.
Yeah, I don't know if he's from that area or I didn't think he was. Because he was Marvin Harris. He played with Marvin Harrison Jr. in high school.
Yeah.
But a lot of these kids, you know, move away for school now, like high school, to all these prep
Right.
schools.
Right. Yeah, because J.J. McCarthy was from LaGrange Park, Illinois, right behind Gabby's family. But then I think he transferred to IMG in Florida for his senior year. You knew that, right? That he lived behind them?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, they mentioned something about his family being from Illinois.
But, like, they live in Gabby's grandma's backyard.
Oh, like his family?
His parents.
Oh,
Like
I didn't know that.
Her backyard is their backyard.
Damn, did you just expose where Gabby's grandparents live?
Maybe I'll see him Christmas Eve.
Just wear all Ohio State stuff.
Yeah.
Even though he said he grew up an Ohio State fan.
Really?
Yeah, I saw that. He spoke on that before. Before the game, actually. Say he grew up a Buckeyes fan.
Huh. I don't remember seeing that.
Mm-hmm. Next, we got our Cleveland Brownies visiting the Houston Texans. In Houston once again this year. Browns are definitely the favorites. I wish they were a little bit more favorites without CJ Stroud playing.
Yeah, that's so weird. It's only a 3-point spread, and we're playing up against Case Keenum.
Yeah, and over under 40, I can understand that due to both of these teams' games last week, both combining for 39, so I can see where they're coming from on that.
I'm just picking Browns' money line.
Browns' money line, and shit, Njoku's been on a tear. Go ahead and give me an Njoku touchdown while we're at it.
Oh, I'd love an Njoku touchdown.
And then top it off with two Joe Flacco touchdown passes.
Ooh.
I've been hitting on the Joe Flacco touchdown passes. It's consistent. It was kind of scaring me last game a little bit, but
yeah. He came through.
Yeah. Next we got the Washington Commanders visiting the New York Jets. Jets actually being the favorites in this one.
Weird.
With a 3-point spread, over under 37. Shit. I don't know. This seems like a game that the Commanders somehow get blown out of. Somehow, some way.
I'm very, very unsure about this game because I think the Commanders have a better chance of winning this game than the Jets. But this is one of those games where somehow the Jets will just pull it out of their ass.
And isn't Jacoby Brissett starting this game?
I believe so, and that's why I'm saying like there's no way they are underdogs with Jacoby.
Yeah, I might say fuck it and go money line on this one for the Commanders.
Yeah.
Rock with Jacoby.
It's crazy. These next two games are completely driving me nuts with this underdog. So, yeah, I'm hammering this is probably my not my underdog of the week, but it's my we'll call it my, what do I call this? Maybe dark just horse. My dog. Yeah, dark horse. We'll call
our
it the
honorable
dark horse.
Mention.
No, we'll call it the dark horse of the week.
Okay.
But this next game, though, is my underdog of the week. I don't know how it's even still underdogs.
Yeah, next we got the Indianapolis Colts visiting the Atlanta Falcons as the dogs.
Yeah, how are the Colts underdogs here?
Yeah, 2.5 point spread, over under 44.5.
Unreal.
It is unreal.
The Colts are going to destroy the Falcons.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and tail you on that. Go ahead and book it for Colts money line.
Yeah, it's just, it's how not?
I did see that the spread moved up, though.
Yeah, because it was 1 point, remember?
Yeah, it was going to be your 1 point spread of the week.
Well, I bet it.
Well, you did bet. Okay, you did bet.
Yeah,
okay.
My little $1 eight-legger. $1 for $88.
DTF's 1 point spread of the week, Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah, because it's just, I don't get how they're underdogs here. Makes no sense. Colts are playing real tough right now.
Yeah, they are playing tough. And I think they have an excellent chance of making the playoffs.
Yeah. This next game drives me nuts, too. You've got the Green Bay Packers at the Panthers. Packers coming in with a 5 point spread and not even being favorites by that much. Ain't no way the Panthers are beating the Packers.
Yeah, no. I don't see the Packers losing to the Panthers. I think the Packers have been playing, you know, good enough. And even with their defensive woes, the Panthers just haven't shown anything. Unless we get a Bryce Young, like, you know, blowout game. But
yeah,
I don't, or showout game is what I meant to say. I don't see that happening. I don't even know if I see the over happening. I kind of half tempted on going with the under.
Saints scored a touchdown. 10-7.
Okay. 10-7. All right. But yeah, I don't see the under on that one. I'm just going to stick with the Packers on this. Next, we got the Jaguars visiting Tampa Bay. Florida versus Florida.
Another game that's just, they've got the Jaguars as the underdogs.
Yeah, they're going off of Baker having a really good game last week. And
Trevor having a mediocre game.
Trevor having a mediocre game.
But I think the Jags are still a better team. I think collectively, yes.
Yeah. Man, I really don't know, though, because
there's three
underdogs. I think Tampa's at least, I don't think they're, like, significantly better.
No. But there are three underdogs this week that I really like between the Commanders, Colts, and Jags. And if you just had those three in a parlay together, it's some pretty good cash.
Yeah. So what are you leaning on this one, Jags?
Yeah, just straight Jags money line. I mean, they're the underdogs. They're looking, I still think they're better. And okay, they know that the Texans are probably going to lose to the Browns. So they need to pull away and they need to win at least one more game to keep the Texans away. Same thing with the Colts. The Colts know that they're in a three-way tie. All three of these teams are going to be playing their toughest, but I think the Houston Texans have a harder time beating the Browns than the Colts do against the Falcons and the Jags do against the Bucks. I just think that this is going to be a very pivotal week for the AFC South.
Yeah. So I'm not going to take the spread or the money line on this one because I'm half leaning towards the Bucks on this. But, it, you know, it's going to be a game time decision for me. But I'm going to go ahead and smack the over 40.5.
Ooh, I do like that.
I see this being a good scoring game, very entertaining game for the 4 o'clock time slot. Other than the game we're going to talk about two games from now,
Yes.
This could be one of the best games of the week.
Yeah.
But next, we'll go ahead and get into this game. I think this game, call me crazy. Call me crazy. I think this game's not going to be that bad.
Oh, it'll be fun
the
to
Arizona
watch.
Cardinals visiting the Chicago Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Cardinals on the road as the dogs with a 4-point spread. Over under 43. Go ahead and just give me that under right now. But I think this is going to be at least a close game and down to the wire. I mean, I don't see it being a blowout. And
no,
if so, I don't know how the Cardinals are the dogs.
Yeah, I don't know if I like the Bears being the favorites other than they're at home.
Yeah, I'm half tempted to take that under, but yet take the Cardinals money line for sure. I'm going Cardinals on this.
I'll probably do a Trey McBride anytime.
Yeah, I think that's a good one. It's a good prop.
They've been a pretty good connection as of late.
Yeah. And even a Kyler Murray rushing touchdown has been good too.
Yeah.
But next, we'll go ahead and get into the last 4 o'clock game. And then we got Sunday Night Football. And holy shit, how many Monday Night Football or Monday game? Damn. I didn't realize we had 3 Monday games.
Yeah.
But this
well,
is.
That's Christmas for you.
Yeah.
Christmas used to be about the Cavs and Warriors. And now.
It still should be.
Now I don't even know who's playing in the NBA on Christmas Day because it's the NFL. It's the NFL's world right now.
Yeah. But anyways, I think this is, now that I'm looking at all these matchups completely, I think this is going to be the second best game of the week, and it's a 1-point spread.
That's
we got
crazy.
The Dallas Cowboys visiting the Miami Dolphins on Christmas Eve. This game's pretty dead even right now. 1-point spread and over under 50 points. Yeah. Is Tyreek back? Do we know?
He was good to go last week, if you saw in Hard Knocks, but he was still kind of not full speed. So I think he should be good to go this week.
Okay. Shoot, I might not touch this game. I think I just want to enjoy watching it. If anything,
yeah.
I might take a Jalen Waddle prop if Tyreek's not playing, or if Tyreek's playing, take a prop on him.
I mean, you could do a Raheem Mostert anytime and it's going to hit.
Yeah,
You
Raheem
could even
Mostert,
do Mostert
a
two touchdowns and it'll probably hit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I can't believe he has more touchdowns than McCaffrey.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he just got a bunch of easy ones too. Does he have more total touchdowns or just rushing touchdowns?
Probably. Good question.
Yeah, because McCaffrey's got quite a few receiving touchdowns too.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd have to look.
All right. We'll go ahead and get into Sunday Night Football, get this shit one out of the way. We got the Patriots visiting the Broncos. Broncos, pretty heavy favorites for the most part. 7-point spread, over under 34.
I do have the Broncos money line here. I think that this is going to be a low scoring game. It's going to be a shit show, but nonetheless, let Russ cook.
Yeah, I have Broncos winning by 10. At
okay,
least.
So you do the 7-point spread?
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't see enough from the Patriots. And I think the Broncos secondary is definitely better than the, I might be crazy for saying this, it's better than Kansas City. I don't see this going as crazy as Kansas City.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a Sunday slate for Christmas Eve. Now we're on Christmas Day. We got the very happy Raiders fans versus the Kansas City Chiefs.
What if the Raiders beat the Chiefs?
They I'm hung not gonna 14. Lie. I kind of just want to go Raiders money line just to see it happen. I just want to root for it.
They hung 14 unanswered points in the first quarter against the Chiefs, like what, 2 or 3 weeks ago? And obviously the Chiefs won that game, but the Raiders have been sneaky lately. And you know Max Crosby is just itching to get it pat.
Yeah. Yeah. Part of me wants to take that Raiders money line, but I don't know if I can convince myself to.
Will Taylor Swift be in attendance?
She might. She might.
These are important questions.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, I don't want to make a bet right now. You know, maybe if I win something decent on Sunday or Saturday, maybe I'll throw a little something on the Raiders. Otherwise, I'm just gonna avoid this game. I've had bad luck with the Chiefs so far this year, and I'm not looking forward to keep it going. So yeah, I'm going to stay out of this one. As of right now, I don't even like the over-under, to be completely honest, because I just don't know what teams I'm getting.
Yeah. This next game is going to be the Italian Bowl. You got Tommy DeVito versus Dom.
Tommy DeVito versus Dom. Of course, Eagles, heavy favorites in this game. They have the easiest schedule going forward for the rest of the season, which is good for them.
Yep.
With a 13.5 point spread, which is pretty crazy. And over under 43. Dylan, I kind of want to hear your opinion on this. I could be crazy and going giant spread.
Yeah, 13.5 is a lot of points.
13.5 is a lot of points for a divisional matchup.
Yes.
And a struggling Eagles team.
Yeah, I don't know how I really feel about this game at all. I think that this is one of those games where the Eagles are too heavily favored. They're obviously on a 3-game losing streak, so they're more than likely going to win. But the spread is what's scaring me. I think the under would hit, though, 43 points, because Giants aren't going to score much. So the Eagles are just going to put up like 24 points, maybe. I mean, it'll be like 24-3.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. All right. And then the last game, this is the best game of the week. Old Super Bowl rematch between the Ravens and the 49ers in San Francisco.
This was actually the predicted Super Bowl, too.
It is. It is. And the 49ers are the favorites at home with a 5.5 point spread and over under 47. I'm going to go 49ers and go ahead and give me a McCaffrey touchdown. It's the easiest bet in the game.
Yeah, I think that Ravens do lose this one.
I still have a little bit of hope that the Browns get the division. I don't like it.
I just don't want a home game. I truthfully do not want a home playoff game. I know how cool it would be. I know how cool it would be. But there's just something about having a home playoff game, first one in 20 some years. There's just a lot of pressure, but it would be sweet for the city. If we got to the first round bye, though, and had to play the
That's what I'm saying. But we only have to win 2 games.
Yeah. But regardless, it would be Ravens, Jags, Ravens, Colts, Ravens, Texans can't win it because we're going to beat them. So it's either Ravens, Colts, or Ravens, Jags.
Yeah.
And I feel good about playing against all three of them. We've beat all three of them this year.
Yeah. I'm feeling good about any spot we get. Whether it's the wild card or the AFC North,
Yeah. For sure.
I don't know what route I would rather have. I mean, obviously, having the first seed,
Yeah.
The home field advantage. We only lost one game at home. But yeah, definitely like the 49ers in this game. McCaffrey touchdown. Any props you like in this?
Well, I think the McCaffrey one's kind of the safest pick, but I'm big on Brandon Ayuk. But with that being said, I have a feeling that Debo has been going off lately. So I look to see the Ravens really honing in on Debo, which will make Ayuk a little more available. That's just the way my brain works. So I'm looking for whatever Ayuk's whatever his line's at for receiving yards, I'm going with that.
Okay. All right, I like that. That's going to close it out for our Week 16 preview. However, we do have one thing that we do need to talk about. It was in the news. Not the news necessarily, but like it's been going around. And I feel like we got to talk about it. Might be a little controversial.
Jeffrey Epstein's list?
No. Rashard Mendenhall's list.
Oh, geez.
Close. So, Rashard Mendenhall was going on a rant about people like, I guess you could say, people like me and Dylan talking about sports and football.
He's probably talking about our podcast.
Yeah, he was probably talking about holding my bev. And he was trying to say how there should be a white and black Pro Bowl. And I'm assuming that you've seen a couple of the rosters out there.
Yeah, I watched PFT's live simulation on Viva TV.
Yeah, I would say we don't have any corners.
We're getting cooked.
Yeah, we're getting cooked.
Unless we sack the quarterback. So that...
Unless we just play some safeties at corner and just, you know, play deep zone.
Yeah.
Because I don't think they have a kicker at all.
No, they do not. Unless you want to count the Texans' backup kicker.
Or you could, I mean, you could have Justin Reed. He kicks it pretty good. Yeah.
Yep.
But yeah, I just thought that was funny.
Yeah, we'd get cooked.
Yeah. Do you think ultimately we'd get cooked?
I think offensively we'd be able to hang because you've got anywhere from Josh Allen, McCaffrey, Cooper Kupp, Travis Kelce, Mark Andrews, Greg Kittle, the most stacked offensive line. So I think offensively we'd be okay. But defensively, if it's not up front between the Bosas, I'm just trying to think of some people right at
Max
the top.
Crosby,
yeah, the Bosas, Crosby. Name some linebackers, TJ Watt. I mean, yeah, we'd be okay up front, but secondary is getting cooked.
You know, I mean, Harrison Smith's still good.
Yeah, that's one player.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Call Andrew Sendejo?
No.
Andrew Pendejo?
let me think. I had a couple of other names in my head. Oh, wait. Jordan Poyer is not white. Never mind. Okay. Never mind.
Yeah, we're screwed.
Yeah, no. Oh, we could get the dude from the Eagles.
Who?
What's his name? Blankenship.
Ah,
he's not amazing, but you know,
yeah,
he'd probably get cooked. He can hit hard though.
This whole debate's just,
I just think it's funny. I think it's hilarious that people actually like get mad debating about it.
Yeah, it's definitely more to be taken seriously, but everybody made it into a big joke. But then there really were people who took it seriously.
Yeah, it's like, all right, let's chill down a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I don't think it was supposed to be taken that hard. But
no.
And for the record, we have still not gotten our Wingstop. 5 boneless wings from the Detroit Pistons.
I can't believe they're favorites. Whoever bet on them as favorites are fucking idiots. That was free cash to bet on the Jazz. That was free cash.
Yeah.
You didn't bet on them, did you?
No.
Did you?
I didn't.
I saw one
the Jazz
better.
Play last night. I knew they weren't going to.
I saw one better that said Pistons only about to win because I'm betting on the Jazz. And then he goes, just put 500 on the Jazz. So I don't know. I was waiting for the karma, but gambling gods are on his side today, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
I had South Florida 3.5-point spread, and I had Rams money line in a parlay for $1 because I keep getting free bets. But South Florida is up 24-0. So I think that's going to hit. I don't know what's going on in the Rams game.
Apparently it just got interesting. Oh, we got another touchdown.
Who scored?
Rams. It's Puka. Okay, it wasn't Puka. It was DeMarcus Robinson. So yeah, halftime 17-7, Rams.
Cool.
But yeah, other than that, you know, we got the gunslinger Ja Morant back in the league now. It's a parade is in my city, yeah. Hit a game winner in his first game back. It was almost like it was scripted.
Yeah.
A little sussed out about that, but and how his first game was against Zion Williamson. Fishy. But other than that, Dylan, is there anything else you wanted to talk about before we hop off this episode?
No, but I'd like to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays. We'll be back next week, probably after Christmas Day. So look for the episode out Tuesday or Wednesday. Hopefully it's a very profitable and fun Christmas weekend for everybody. Stay safe. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Peace.